Okay, Wendy, it is a recording in process, and let's just say some weeks are harder than others.
Oh, yeah.
You can't seem to get logged on your computer.
Nope.
I think you're in Maylee's room right now.
I am.
My AirPods, my trusty AirPods that I love so much, I think have finally bit the dust.
Okay.
If you will remember, they got slammed down on the ground when Alabama picked the pass off from Michigan, one of the first plays in the game last year. I thought I could save them. I think I got the most I could out of them, but I think they have crashed. So, not sure how all this is going to go. Hope everything's going well. Wendy, tell me what you did in the week off.
Listen, I'm just ready. I'm just getting ready for this game. Biggest game of the year so far for us, I think, as Alabama fans. Trey, I'm a nervous wreck. I don't know what to tell everybody. I'm a nervous wreck. I want Saturday to get here, but then there's part of me that doesn't want Saturday to get here. So I just, Trey, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
All right, let's do this. We're going to try to keep this a little bit short today. Everybody's a little bit discombobulated. Let's try to keep this short. There were some things I was going to go over last week. Wendy, let's just go over last week's scores, maybe hit on one or two games. Clemson goes down. Tennessee wins. Tennessee does win. It was a good game. It's almost like Tennessee beats Kentucky, and it's like every other game that they play. Their defense is stifling. Wendy, do you have anything to say on that?
No. I mean, I told everybody it'd be a closer game than they thought it was going to be, and it was. Kentucky pulled it out, but
Tennessee pulled it out.
Yep. I'm sorry. Tennessee pulled it out, but Kentucky gave them a little bit more than they thought they would. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, and I'll say one thing about just overall college football. There's more injuries. Everybody's hurt. My gosh, everybody gets hurt. I know it's a physical game, but a lot of people dealing with injuries. Wendy, South Carolina in a night game, A&M comes in. A&M's the new champion of the world. A&M's got the best head coach. And what's the secret sauce?
Yep.
In Texas A&M. And, oh, by the way, comes into South Carolina, and South Carolina does a little face plant.
Hammers them. And what did I tell you last week? And you told me, this is what you said, no, 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 no. And I said, I'm calling South Carolina to win that game. They're sneakier than people think. They've got those two defensive backs. Their defense is really good. Y'all, we struggled with South Carolina. Hardly beat them, barely beat them, and they played a great game against us at home. So I'm going to tell everybody, South Carolina won that game, and they should have won that game. They played better than Texas A&M. And let's not forget, that crowd at South Carolina showed up. Trey, you say what you want to say.
It wasn't as monumental as an upset. I mean, I think probably half the world thought South Carolina could win the game. I mean, it wasn't like nobody thought South Carolina was going to win the game, and they did. But
you didn't think South Carolina would win the game?
I didn't know who was going to win the game, but you were right. Let's give Wendy some credit here. She's looking for credit today.
I was right.
Ole Miss, Arkansas. Ole Miss explodes. Yeah. On Arkansas, beats them 63-31, Wendy, and Ole Miss is the pump prime for this week. We're going to get into that game in just a minute. Penn State loses again to Ohio State. Talking about not getting over the hump.
Right.
I mean, I'm serious. Like, Penn State cannot beat Ohio State, and it's kind of bizarre. Penn State do exactly the opposite of whatever you do the week you play Ohio State. It's just not working. And Ohio State's defense is pretty good, too, Wendy. The Auburn football Tigers play the Vanderbilt Commodores. Vandy can't sneak up on anybody. Vandy is who they are. Vandy goes down to Auburn and beats them 17-7 in another physical game, Wendy. And Vanderbilt is still rocking and rolling and going bowling for the first time in 7-8 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, that quarterback cannot lose to Auburn or Gus Malzahn. So it is, or not Gus Malzahn. Who's that coach over there, Trey? Sorry, guys. Oh, gosh.
Hugh Freeze
beats him. I mean, he beats Hugh Freeze everywhere he goes. So, but I think I heard a rumor, Trey, correct me if I'm wrong, that he wanted to go to Auburn to be the quarterback, and Hugh Freeze didn't want him. I don't know. That's just what I'm telling y'all I've heard. You know.
Yeah, but I think the Pavier guy thinks he should have been recruited by everybody and nobody picked him. It's kind of this chip on his shoulder, but the guy is good. And I wrote this down about Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is like the ultimate small business.
Right.
He is really good at what they do. They're just really efficient in the way they run their business, and they get, you know, they produce. I mean, they get stuff out of it. And that's what Vandy is. They're just a well-oiled machine.
Right.
They know who they are, and they, you know, and they come in and, you know, listen, you've got to score some points on Vandy. Really yep. tough matchup for a lot of people. Vandy, let's get to the biggest game of the week, which was the Georgia Bulldogs versus the Florida Gators. Wendy, the past 3 years, everybody nestles in to watch the Florida-Georgia game. They kind of give them their own weekend.
Yep.
The SEC does. It's kind of the biggest game of the weekend. And for the past 3 years, it has been a flop.
Right.
A flop. This year, Wendy, was no flop. Georgia right. comes out. Florida comes out. Florida comes out, scores a touchdown. I think kicks a field goal first, scores a touchdown, but it's in the ball game until Florida's quarterback gets hurt. Wendy, Georgia comes out in the second half and does what Georgia does, which we said last weekend. If Georgia can press the gas a little bit, they'll win the game. All they did was they rolled the windows up, they took it off cruise control, and they pressed the gas, and Georgia yep. ends up winning the game, Wendy.
Listen, but you were right about that. You said it was going to be, you know, you said that Florida might have a little bit of something for Georgia. You're absolutely correct. I will give you your accolades without laughing in the background. You did. You called it. Really great game. And Trey, I will say this. Florida came gimping it. It's not that Florida was in it.
Again, Wendy.
Gimping it. I mean, it was, you know, for Florida to get. But Carson Beck, y'all, and these interceptions are a real problem. I mean, this guy's throwing as many interceptions as he has touchdown passes. So I don't know what's going on with the guy. But listen, yeah. Georgia found a way to win. A W is a W at the end of the day.
Yeah, and it is a heated game. I mean, it's a heated game. I talked to Barry last night on the phone. Barry thinks there's a little bit too much noise, you know, out there for Carson Beck. Everybody needs to chill out on him a little bit, let him play his football. Thinks there's a lot of pressure on Carson Beck with these running backs being out and really having to produce more right. than maybe in years past. I mean, literally, they lost probably two of the top NFL receivers yep. and tight ends this year in McConkey and
Bowers.
Yeah, Bowers. So, right. I mean, it's just hard to do. The one thing that I'm not sure, because I don't watch Georgia every single week, when the quarterback came out, what's his name again, Wendy, for Georgia?
Oh, Beck.
Beck. Yeah. When Beck comes out and has this stuff painted, I'm telling y'all, we're struggling, man. When Beck, we got like 30 things going on. When Beck comes out and has this black stuff right. all over his face, I don't think he does that every game. If you're a Georgia fan, you might say he does that every game. I don't. I thought that was a little mysterious. I was like, I don't know about this. I mean, you don't want to change up. You know, he comes out in black face paint. That's odd for a quarterback to do that. I mean, if you have some crazy linebacker or defensive lineman doing it, that's kind of the way they are. But the quarterback to do it was an interesting thing. All right, so now that's last week. Wendy, do you have anything else to go over last week?
Other than, no, South Carolina is exactly what I said would happen. I just said it again just to make sure you knew that I was right, but go ahead. Go ahead.
South Carolina, Shane Beamer finally produces for Wendy. Well, I do want to go back to one thing real quick, and we'll get into this week's games, Wendy. The Tennessee group, okay, you're playing Tennessee, and we watch Tennessee all the time. I enjoy watching Tennessee. I think I talked to Mom earlier this week. Mom doesn't seem to really like to watch Tennessee, kind of like I don't like to watch Texas A&M, but I like watching Tennessee. If you were playing Tennessee,
yep,
take the points.
Kick
field goals.
Yep.
10 yep. points.
Yep.
Everybody, listen, this has happened 5 or 6 times this year, and I would love some stats guy to get out there and show us what happens. Everybody that's playing Tennessee this year, when they get inside these, you know, these 20 and 30 yard line, instead of kicking field goals,
yep.
they are going for it because teams think they are going to get in a shootout with Tennessee.
That's right.
Let's make sure any team that has had a pulse has not been in a shootout with Tennessee. And I don't count the first 3 or 4 games with whoever they play. We're laughing stocks. Anybody
right.
that has an actual football team, they have not been in a shootout.
Agreed.
And everybody goes for it. I don't know what they're doing. Yeah, yep. including Alabama.
Yep.
If you play Tennessee, hello, Georgia.
Right.
Take the point.
Yep.
A lot of teams might have had a different outcome with Tennessee if they would have taken the points. Wendy, let's get to this week's game.
Woo-woo.
This week's game, it all comes down to this, Wendy. It all comes down to this. Tennessee, I'm just going to jump on Tennessee real quick. Tennessee plays Mississippi State. We don't think that's going to be a problem.
Texas, No. I do. So we're going to stop on that real quick. Y'all, I know that Mississippi State has been up and down and this, that, and the other, but Mississippi State's got some things for Tennessee. Trey, I'm telling you right now, Tennessee might lose to Mississippi State this weekend. You laughed at me last week about South Carolina. No problem, Trey. No problem. I'm saying I wouldn't be too comfortable, Tennessee. I'm just telling you, Mississippi State can be sneakier than people want to give them credit for. So I'm not looking for that game to go the way you think it's going to go, but go right on ahead. That's all I got to say about it.
Are you calling Mississippi State to win the game, Wendy?
Yes, I am, actually. I am.
At Neyland Stadium.
Mississippi State has nothing to lose, Trey. They've not been terrible. They've only won one game, I think, actually. But I'm going to tell you something right now. It's going to be a sneakier game than you think. Mississippi State's got some things for Tennessee, and I'm still not sold on Tennessee's quarterback. I'm not sold on my own quarterback. I'm just telling you, I think Mississippi State might have a little bit of something for them. That's my personal opinion. I just wouldn't wake up feeling like do if I'm a Tennessee fan. So there you go.
Mark the date and the time Wendy jumps out on a limb. Wendy, Texas. Hey, listen, let's get into it. Texas and Florida. So Florida's coming off just a huge, huge letdown at the Georgia game. Probably let one slip through their fingertips. They're going to play the Texas Longhorns. Wendy, does Florida have anything for Texas?
Probably not, but I hope they do. I mean, they only got four players. Everybody else is hurt in the hospital. So I don't know like who's actually going to be there for them to play. But obviously, I want to see Texas go down, give them another loss. It kind of starts changing up this top 12. So sure, but probably not. I'm calling Texas for that game.
Wendy stays with Texas for that game. Wendy, the two last games we're going to talk about today are the Georgia Bulldogs, who we just talked about, versus the Ole Miss Dunking Rebels.
Yep.
We'll be playing CBS 2:30 Central Time, Wendy, in a game that is a huge game for both teams. This is a game that a lot of people have pointed to throughout the year. Georgia comes in with a shaky offense and a really good defense.
Yep.
Ole Miss, you don't know what you're going to get. I mean, you really, Ole Miss goes off last week and scores a bunch of points. Can they do that again this week? Is Ole Miss a case of a team that is peaking at the right time? If these teams ebb and flow throughout the year, and does Lane Kiffin, do they have them ascending at the right time? Do they have anything for the Georgia Bulldogs, Wendy? What's up?
So if I look at it quarterback to quarterback, I think Dart is more accurate, and he's throwing a better football right now. That's just my personal opinion. I think it's going to be a really good game. I actually am calling Ole Miss. Barry, I'm sorry. I'm calling Ole Miss in this. At home, they're going to have a little bit of that home field advantage. And Trey, they showed up for Texas. They really did. I don't know how much Georgia has shown up all year consistently. You might show up for a half, but I think this Dart guy is starting to come into his rhythm. And Trey, I think it could be a big problem for Georgia. A big problem for Georgia.
Well, I mean, my thing with Ole Miss is, are you in a heavyweight fight? You win a heavyweight fight? And what a heavyweight fight to me, Wendy, is this is a four-quarter game. There's going to be swings back and forth, and can you stay in it?
Right.
Can Ole Miss play a three-quarter game? Probably. Can Ole Miss play a four-quarter game? I believe Georgia is obviously one of the biggest heavyweights in the college football game. You might get up on them early. They're going to come back late. If it's a close game, they're still going to be punching. My question is Ole Miss – can they land punch for punch with Georgia? I just don't know. I don't know why I would think they would, because they haven't.
Right.
Could this be a game where, like I said, Ole Miss is ascending? Georgia has really got to find some playmakers. Georgia just has to find some playmakers. That's what they have to do. And I told Barry this last night on the phone. The Carson Beck problem, it's either some type of defensive look that's given him a problem, and the offensive coaches are going to have to say, if this defense presents itself, you really have to do this. And really maybe take a negative, a sack, or throw the ball away, or really stay out of this situation. Or Georgia's offense is going to have to cut out these plays that he's throwing, these interceptions.
Right.
I know last game it seemed like they were kind of right over the middle. You would think some of those are similar calls or similar read patterns. You might have to take that out of the game and kind of stop him from hurting himself or hurting the team. I might see some of that. Wendy, you can't go against Georgia. I cannot go against Georgia until Ole Miss says, I'm a heavyweight fighter. I've got to go with the Georgia Bulldogs, Wendy. And that is that.
Ooh, let's talk about the only game that matters to me this weekend. I mean, God.
And as the night will meander on, Wendy, the Alabama Crimson Tide travels down to Baton Rouge. It's a story that we have all grown up with. It's a story of two very respected programs. Always a good game. Always. Baton Rouge will be lit up at night. LSU coming off a real stinging loss. They're coming off a big loss. Alabama coming after after a big win. Wendy, what says you at a night game in Baton Rouge?
Well, first, I'm just letting y'all know they will run out of alcohol in Baton Rouge. They're going to run out of alcohol. But I'm going to start with the board.
We got the board back. We have to beat LSU. Roll Tide. Wendy, let me write that down.
Yeah, I know. That is just crazy.
That is prophetic. We have to beat LSU. Hold on. Let me get that down before I forget it. All right, what you got?
Last night, you know, the first college rankings come out. We're right here at 11, guys. I think we've all known all season since we lost to Vanderbilt, we're going to have to win out. We've had some things happen for us, Clemson losing, Iowa State, like Penn State. Some things have happened for us over the last week that kind of helped us out a little bit. But bottom line, guys, this is an elimination game. For me, I'm looking at this as an elimination game.
Of course it is.
College football would have to self-implode for Alabama to figure a way back in it, right? Never going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to make this – I'm going to start with this. Trey, I've bought into this guy's got to wake up, and he's got to wake – Jalen Milroe, he's got to wake up on the right side of the bed.
Keep talking. I got to do something. Keep going.
So that is – I completely agree with that, Trey, 100%. It really does depend on this guy. I still do not believe that this guy plays well away. I'm not convinced that he doesn't get kind of jittery. It takes him a little bit too long to kind of find his feet in these big away games.
Right.
I want everybody to remember that this stadium, Trey has been, it's kind of below sea level. So the noise is a little bit different. It's loud, but it's almost like the noise is on top of you.
Yeah.
Like here.
Yeah, the stands do go kind of vertically. Yeah.
Right. So it's kind of like this, right? Right. So since I'm not sold on that, so I want to make this really clear, right? Our defense has been playing better. They've been getting turnovers, and they've got to continue to do that. And I do believe that LSU does make mistakes, and we've got to capitalize on those mistakes that the quarterback makes. But I want to make this very, very clear to Kalen DeBoer, who if he's not listening to my show, I don't know what he's doing with his life. But it is a playoff game. If Jalen Milroe, if he woke up on the wrong side of the bed, son, I better see our backup quarterback. This is, to me, Trey, no different than that national championship game against Georgia. We all love Jalen Hurts. He wasn't getting it done. We put in Tua. We win the ball game. Like, this is not he's the leader of the team. He's this, he's that. He's either playing well or he's not. And if he's not playing well, I want to see the backup. And if the backup comes in and he's not playing well, I can promise you I can take that loss better than I'm going to take a loss of you keeping a kid in here that doesn't have it that day. So I want to make that very clear. I expect that as an Alabama fan. Look, I'm not one of these people that get off on coaches, but I expect it this week. This is an elimination game. If we don't win it, we're out. You better know that Bama fans want to see the backup if he's not cutting it on Saturday.
You heard me.
Yeah, Herm.
Wendy, Corbin left a message for us a couple weeks ago. You say a lot of things that a lot of Alabama fans say. If Milroe does not produce, can we see the backup quarterback? Yep. And I think because Milroe is such a dynamic player that it's just so important that, you know, you kind of know what you're going to get with it. Wendy, I have one thing written down on this game, and it is one thing.
What? It better be what I'm saying. Like, you're not even saying anything back to that. You're just like, well, what do you mean, well? Are you trying to tell me that if we're down 17-0 and he's not really running, you know how he gets, then he starts having to force the ball, people start intercepting him. Are you telling me you don't want to see the backup?
Woody, I think the backup will be fine. It hadn't really crossed my mind. You have to see how the game's going to go. Sure, if he's the reason we're losing 17-0, I want to see the backup quarterback. Like I just said, I think you're thinking like a lot of people think, Winnie, but there's more than just the quarterback. The coordinators and the Alabama staff have to put the guy in the best position to win. That's what Saban did last year. And I know everybody gets tired of bringing up Saban, but that's what the coaching staff did last year. They put him in the best position to win. The coaching staff down there has had 8 games to figure out what the best is for Milroe. If we have snap problems, offside problems, cadence problems, then I will be very upset. I really will be upset if we can't get a playoff, at least in the first 10 plays, that we haven't dialed a script up for the guy to get him calmed down and get him into the games. This is a known factor. I agree with you. But, Wendy, the one thing I did have written down, and I was pausing for effect.
Okay, well, what's – okay. Well, I'm jacked up over here.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Baller alert.
On who? Who's going to be the baller alert?
Baller alert Alabama football.
What?
It's baller alert.
I got you.
What this means in my mind is baller alert. Baller alert.
Baller alert.
It's time to play.
Yes.
Like, it's time to go. Like, yep. If you look around and this game's not a big game and this game's not big enough and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da and there's not enough. This is when you perform.
Yes.
This is when you're the 5-star. And I even heard somebody tell me there's such thing as a 5-star plus now. I'm sure we've got some 5-star plus players.
Okay.
This is why you come to Alabama, and this is how people remember your name, and this is the big stage.
Yes.
So if you're a baller and you're ready to let it out, it's time to go this time, the Alabama Crimson Tide. And all players need to be on deck.
Yep.
We need to cut out some of these stupid penalties.
Yep.
Stay focused on the game. Stay focused on your job. And pull out a W, because LSU and Brian Kelly is going to have something for Alabama. And we're not going to win this game in the first quarter. We might not win this game in the second quarter. Winnie, this will be a 4-quarter football game that we will have to play. So, Alabama Crimson Tide, it's baller alert season, and I want to see who balls out.
Right, and I really think, Trey, we need to see law. You know, like, I'm going to tell you something. LSU can be a little undisciplined. They can, you know, the guy can get a little frazzled for their quarterback. I can't remember his name. Start throwing a few interceptions. I'm really liking this law guy on our offense. He can run. He can catch. He's a big guy. He's a big, big guy. He's sturdy. I want to see him a little bit more involved in our offense. Obviously, Williams, we all know y'all, prolific. But to me, the most dependable guy for the season has been Bernard. And I hope to see that.
Yeah.
Find Bernard. He's been very, very dependable for us. Not to say Ryan Williams hasn't, y'all. He's obviously amazing. But Bernard has been very, very consistent in how he plays football and what he does. So I'm really looking for that. And again, Trey, I think a big deal, a big, big deal. Our defense has got to get us a couple turnovers. They got to get us back on the field a couple times. Give us a few more opportunities to score.
Yeah, I agree. And you hear the word, you hear complimentary football and all the things like that. I really think that's what it's going to take, a.k.a. Alabama have some drives, possess the ball, defense, take the ball away. These are all pretty standard stuff when you're playing in a big game, but they might need to happen. Wendy, the Kendrick Law guy is one of my favorite players, but they give the ball to him twice early in the game, and you're like, okay, here comes his game, and you never see the guy again. Like,
right.
We only have 3 plays for the guy. Like, where is the guy? Like, I don't even see him on the field. I mean, so let's see if he can get more involved. Now, he did cause us a big penalty down there in Tennessee, so maybe that's why he doesn't play as much. But, Wendy, let's do a score prediction before we get to our last thing. I think we got one message. Wendy, what is the score prediction?
Again, guys, we just had a hard time scoring points. I mean, but LSU doesn't seem to have that hard of a time. I think we're going to need to score 35, so I'm going to say 35-21.
Whoa. A lot of points. Wendy, don't think there'll be that many points scored. I think the defenses are both decent. I like the Alabama Crimson Tide in an old school game. 26-19.
Wow.
Crimson Tide. 26-19, Wendy, is what I'm going with. Let me share the screen real quick if I can do this. See if I can get this done. We have one message, I believe.
Karen from Knoxville. Got a pretty exciting weekend of college football coming up. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
And I'm going to say Alabama 31, LSU 10.
Whoa.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
And that is Karen from Knoxville. That is Karen from Knoxville. Let's see. Stop share. Wow. That's Karen from Knoxville. She has 31 to 10. Wendy, what do you got for the weekend? We got to get off here.
Listen, man, just Roll Tide. I mean, Alabama, like I said, I mean, this is it. Like, this is the season. I love my Crimson Tide, but we've got to win this game. I hope the coaches understand we have to win this game. And if we've got to make big choices, then let's make big choices. I'm a nervous wreck, man. That's all I know to say is I'm just a nervous wreck. I don't know what else to say. I'm nervous.
Let's rock and roll to all the text threads out there. What's up? Let's rock and roll. Y'all got the number if y'all want to call in. Wendy, I love you. Next week, maybe we can get back to a little bit more normalcy, but I love you.
I love you. Roll Tide.
All right, bye.
Bye.